is playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and the listeners.
LeBron, it's bass fishing tournament time, correct?
That is correct, Rob. That is correct. Our second bass fishing tournament is coming up this upcoming weekend, March the 12th. We do have a bass tournament every second Saturday. So this Saturday is March the 12th, Rob. So come on out and support it. If you are a fisherman, come on out, fishermen. Y'all know that this is the time of year to catch, you know, if you just about throw a piece of bubble gum out there, Rob, and catch fish this time of year, man. And they are biting very good. Yesterday, a guy was telling me he fished this past weekend. Not long and short, I seen two different 9-pounders, Rob, come out from this past weekend out of Mayo.
Wow.
So, and that was my first time seeing a 9-pounder. I've seen a lot of 8-pounders, but I've never, with my own eyes, seen two different 9-pounders. So they are out there, man, and because, you know, they're coming on up now. I don't know how that'll be Saturday, but as of this weekend, they were doing very good. So with that being said, this Saturday, March the 12th, we do have our second bass tournament of the year. The boats will leave at 7. The weigh-in will be at 3 o'clock. $75 entry fee, $10 for the big fish. So basically just $85. Give us a call at 336-597-7806 to register for more information or just general questions. We would love to help you out. If you're not a bass fisherman, that's fine. In 2 weeks, the 26th, we will have our first crappie tournament. Likewise, Rob, the crappies are doing good. I had a guy call me and send me pictures last week where him and his grandson had a great day out there. You know, he's one of those people, Rob, you know, you can tell him the fish ain't biting. He just takes it with a grain of salt. And anyway, long and short of Rob, he went out there and had a good day with those crappie. So crappie are also biting very well out there. I've seen some nice ones come out here within this past 2 weeks. So, again, the crappie tournament is the schedule for the 26th. You can have 5 people on your boat at one time, and it's just for $35. And that does include the big fish. So it's $25 entry fee, and then $10 extra for the big fish. Again, give us a call at 597-7806.
Yeah, LeBron, you know the old expression, a bad day fishing is better than a good day at work, so to speak.
That's right.
Now, LeBron, for folks that want more information about the bass fishing tournament, more or less the way that the boats launch is the way that they registered. So, the earlier you register, the earlier you get to launch, correct?
That is correct. And when we say that, I mean, if we have 30 boats, at 7:05, all boats have taken off. So it's just, you know, it's just a slight, a 5-second delay between you, boat number one and boat number two. And we just do that just so it will not be, we won't say on your mark, get set, go, and you got 25 or 30 boats taking off at one time. So we usually, you know, say boat number one go. Wait maybe 5 seconds and let the wake die down just a little bit, and boat number two go. And, Rob, you know, like, a lot of times that don't even matter because, you know, you can be boat number one and then with a 100-horsepower motor, then the guy with a 250-horsepower motor be boat number seven and just go right on past you. So,
right, yeah.
But it's just something about that pecking order them guys want, and, you know, and I completely understand that. So it's a first-come, first-serve basis. As of yesterday, I think we had 9 already pre-registered. I'm pretty sure the number will go up between now and Saturday. So again, just give us a call to register or more just general questions.
1013 Neil Store Road is the physical address for the Education and Environment Building, and that's where the office is at for Mayo Park. You can head by and pre-register LeBron, but if they want to wait and register Saturday morning, that's permissible as well, correct?
That is 100% correct. They can, you know, just give us a call and, you know, tell us they want to register, which is fine. Like Rob said, wait till Saturday morning. And a lot of times, Rob, a lot of guys, I'm just going to say between now and Friday, a lot of guys, they sit back and watch the weather, and they've been pre-fishing the lake a lot. They will start calling us between now and Saturday. So just give us a call. Just for general questions, to get signed up or register, however you want to do it. As Rob said, if not, we will be there Saturday morning around 5:30 to start taking on registration at the boat ramp.
336-597-7806 is your phone number to Mayo Park. Also, log on to PersonCountyNC.gov for more information about the Parks and Rec Department. LeBron, while we're talking about Mayo, you are accepting camping reservations for this spring, summer, and fall, also for 2023. So if folks have already picked out some dates that they want to take the RV down to Mayo Park or to rent a cabin, or maybe they want to just camp in a tent, they need to go ahead and make the reservations ASAP to secure those dates, correct?
I agree with you, Rob. And I can't stress it enough. I had a lady out there riding around yesterday. I was trying to pick her out some sites up for this upcoming summer. This past weekend, Rob, we had a lot of campers in there this past weekend. So when weather breaks, you know, people start coming out. But you know, a lot of people, Rob, or watch the weather or say, oh, this is going to be a pretty weekend. Let's go camping. Well, those days are really hard to do now as far as getting you a site. You can still get you a site, but it may not be your one of your favorite sites. It may not be one of our prime sites, but you may get a site. So I'm saying all that to say, it's very hard now, you know, to watch the weather and say, oh, it's going to be a pretty weekend, honey. Let's go camping, because I can't stress enough. Those days are out the window. I did a reservation for a guy yesterday, Rob, that wants to come in Easter. And he was just amazed at how packed we are Easter weekend. I was like, John, you know, it's nothing. That's just how it is. And then he gets it, because he's a regular camper, and he got a lot of other dates out there. But he just wouldn't think that Easter would be full just about already. So we might as well say just about 80-90% full for Easter weekend. So I cannot stress enough, please look at your calendar, make plans if you're into camping, to get you some reservation, because those days of calling me on Tuesday wanting to go camping on Friday, they're about out the window, Rob.
It's playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, you know, here it is, March. The weather, you know, has been pretty nice so far. Spring will be here in a few weeks. And, you know, it's still that time of year to where it may be warm one day or it may be a little bit cool one day. But the Parks and Rec Department, they have came up with some different exercise programs. So no matter the weather, it'll work out for you. And you were saying that yoga classes are going to be starting tomorrow?
That is correct, Rob. Every Wednesday morning. You know, a lot of people, Rob, make New Year's resolutions. Some people have fell off. Some people are still going strong with the New Year's resolutions. One of the New Year's resolutions, Rob, you know, is to get fit, you know, eat better, exercise more, or whatever the case may be. Well, just know that the Parks and Rec Department, we do offer all type of exercising classes, meditation classes, if it's Tai Chi or yoga. So with that being said, we do have yoga classes starting up tomorrow. March the 9th. Yoga classes every Wednesday morning starting tomorrow, March the 9th through April the 27th. It only meets once a week, and it's first thing in the morning at 7 o'clock, and it's only a good hour. So, again, yoga classes will start up every Wednesday morning from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock through April. Just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information to get signed up for these classes. It does start tomorrow. So if you can't make it tomorrow, that's fine. Just know you got a few more classes to choose from. I'll be more than happy to have you. Likewise, we do have Tai Chi every Monday afternoon at Mayo. Tai Chi and yoga go kind of hand in hand with one another. So if you're into Tai Chi or yoga, give us a call. Again, Tai Chi classes every Monday evening at Mayo Park, and we do in the Environment Educational Building, and we do have yoga every starting tomorrow, every Wednesday from 7 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock. Give us a call at 597-1755.
So the yoga classes will be a morning class.
Yes.
Okay. LeBron, what about the Couch to 5K?
Right. Yeah, so another program that we exercise class that we have is it's really a program that's called the Couch to 5K program. We've been doing it a few years now, and it's definitely been a success. And it's just like it says, Rob, we're trying to get you up off that couch and get you prepared for a 5K later on this spring. Now, you may be wondering, what is a 5K? A 5K is 3.1 miles. Getting you up off the couch, preparing you for 5K means, even though it'll be you and a group of other people, just starting like, you know, doing one or two laps around Hook Sands Parish Track, you know, you start your level. Today you may only can do one lap, and then tomorrow or by the end of the week you may be doing two laps. It's just preparing you all for the spring 5K. So if you just starting off, like, and think about it, you're not by yourself out there, Rob. So if you're interested in doing a Couch to 5K program, also give us a call at 597-1755. Also, Rob, we have group fitness classes going on. I'm just taught by a great instructor. Group fitness classes started last Monday, February 28th, and that goes on through April the 6th. And that's every Monday and Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. So if you're in the group fitness, I know it's very hard personally to work out by myself or to work out, go to the gym by myself or not have a partner. Try group fitness. I guarantee you will like it. The instructor is very good. Nobody is a judge-free zone. Everybody is in there, you know, working together, doing the best they can with one another, pushing each other along. So we do have group fitness classes. That's already started up February 20th, but we still have room for you on Monday and Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock.
336-597-1755 is the phone number to the Parks and Rec office located at Huck Sandsbury. You can stop in person. Also, log on to PersonCounty.gov and you can get more information. Well, it's actually PersonCountyNC.gov.
Yes.
Again, PersonCountyNC.gov, and there you can get more information about the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Now, LeBron, you say the bass fishing tournament is going to be this Saturday, and then in a few weeks it will be the crappie fishing tournament. Is that right?
That is correct, Rob. Our second bass tournament is scheduled for this weekend, March the 12th. Again, every second Saturday we do have bass tournaments through June out at Mayo, and then on March the 26th and April, the third Saturday in April, we will have our crappie tournaments. So give us a call to get signed up for it, to come watch. It's very intense at the weigh-in. The weigh-in is at 3 o'clock, Rob. So come on there. A lot of people say, well, ain't no fish in Mayo, or what kind of fish you got? Come to the weigh-in at 3 o'clock. It starts at 3, and I can promise you we'll be done by 3:20 max by the time all the fishermen weigh. It doesn't take long, but come on out there. We will, you know, people usually come and watch it. Just get there by 3 o'clock. It starts promptly at 3. So, again, our bass fishing tournament is this weekend coming up March the 12th. $75 entry fee and $10 for the big fish, which is a total of $85. Give us a call to sign up for it. Or just got in general questions. Again, we will be there as early as 5:30 to Saturday morning taking on registration.
336-597-7806. It's the phone number to Mayo Park. The address, 1013 Neal Store Road. That is the location of the Education and Environment Building. Speaking of that, that building is available for rent along with the amphitheater. If you're maybe having a wedding, a shower, a family reunion, it'd be the perfect place. A class reunion. Also, they have picnic shelters available at Mayo Park on a first-come, first-served basis. Or if you want to reserve a particular picnic shelter, you can pay $25 and you can reserve the time, and it will be reserved and available for you. But now a lot of people, as LeBron says, they'll play musical chairs for the picnic shelters. Correct, LeBron?
That is correct, because a lot of people know our shelters are first come, first serve. You only want to pay if you want to guarantee it's going to be your shelter. But if you don't want to, you know, if you're planning something, you know, planning a birthday party, you send out invitations, yes, they definitely want to do that, because you don't want to get there and somebody else already has it. Then you tell them shelter 8, and then shelter 8 and 7 is already taken. So yes, Rob, I've seen people play musical chairs, like musical shelters. So what I mean by that is a lot of people that get there, Rob, first thing in the morning, like 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, and like set up tablecloths or set up something, and then come back around about 12 and actually have the party, because they know it's a first come, first serve basis. And that's very permissible. But if you want to guarantee it with us, just give us a call and we'll be more than happy to accommodate you.
LeBron, mm-hmm. It's always something fun to do here in Roxborough and Person County. They have tennis courts, walking tracks, there at Mayo Park, a nature trail, disc golf, horseshoe pits. They have a disc golf course at our Piedmont Community College, one at Hyco Lake. So it's all kinds of things to do. Just get out and enjoy. So with that, we'll say thanks for tuning in to Playing in Person. LeBron, have a good day.
Yes, my pleasure. Y'all listeners do the same.